Democrats who lead the House and Republicans who control the Senate have so far not been able to agree on details of a fourth bailout plan. Democrats want $1 trillion for states and local governments whose budgets have been decimated by the COVID-19 pandemic, but the GOP has been resisting that. Governor Cuomo says New York has a combined two-year deficit of $30 billion. He says while Democratic states were among the first to be hit hard by the virus, now many Republican-led states are at the epicenters of the disease.
Now, this originally started as more of a blue state problem when COVID began. It was in New York, it was in California, it was Illinois, it was Michigan. So it was a blue state problem. That's no longer true. It's now a blue and red problem. Texas, Florida, etc.
Democrats in Congress would also like to extend the additional $600 a week in unemployment benefits for Americans who are out of work. That program ended July 31st. The GOP Senate has proposed that the unemployed receive an extra $200 a week. Over the weekend, President Trump stepped in. He issued an executive order that would provide $400 a week, but states would have to finance one quarter of that. The president's plan does not include any money to help states and local governments close their deficits. Cuomo says if the order is carried out, it would cost New York around $4.2 billion between now and the end of the year and would just make a bad situation worse.
We started with a $30 billion hole, and you're going to give them, your solution is to cost me another $4 billion? Thank you. That's handing the drowning man an anchor. Hold on to this. Maybe it'll help. No, no. An anchor does not help a drowning man.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was also on the call.
Thank you, Governor Cuomo. And for those on the call, I'm the Andy with a slightly different accent.
Beshear, like Cuomo, is a Democrat and the son of a former governor. Kentucky is also the home state of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell earlier this year suggested that states who lost revenue due to COVID should declare bankruptcy. While Cuomo has often sparred with McConnell and Trump, Beshear says he is not criticizing either. He says he believes the president meant well by issuing the executive order, but Beshear agrees that it's not workable. He says ultimately the best course is for Congress to reinstate the temporary $600 a week unemployment benefit. He says out-of-work Kentuckians spent that money on needed goods and services, which helped the economy.
And our question now is, do we want this economic recession to be a short-term recession, which I believe it can be, one where we can bounce back as we come out of this virus? Or do we fail to take the steps that we need to take and our recession goes longer and possibly turns into depression?
Cuomo predicts there will be legal challenges to the president's executive orders, which also include a deferral of payroll taxes until the end of the year. Congress is expected to end its summer session, which has already been extended, by the end of the week. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.